Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. The forecast for today going to be partly cloudy. There is a chance for some shower activity, and we'll have a high in the neighborhood of 63 degrees. Kenosha right now is at 47. It's 50 in Burlington, 50 in Milwaukee, also 47 in Racine. Monument Square in downtown Racine, the site of a rally last night that drew hundreds of people demanding the immediate reinstatement of DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, which the White House announced was going to be rescinded. Among the speakers, congressional candidates Kathy Myers and Randy Bryce. Bryce said as a veteran, he believes the president's action not in the best interest of the country he fought to protect.
What makes us strong is all of us coming together, having a place, bringing our differences, looking at somebody that's different from us across the table and saying, how did you grow up? What makes you who you are? That's my America.
One woman telling the crowd her parents and grandparents came to the U.S. from Jamaica and Barbados illegally to make a better life for themselves. The crowd marching past Congressman Paul Ryan's office, then up Main and State Streets, going to the statue of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The rally was one of dozens held around the country last night. The Racine Area Manufacturers and Commerce announcing its support of mayoral candidate Melvin Hargrove in the upcoming special election. A news release indicating the group's board of directors looked at all six of the candidates objectively at their voting records, experience, prioritization of jobs and economic growth, as well as pro-business initiatives, deciding to formally endorse Hargrove. RAMAC President Matt Matamoro says RAMAC believes that Hargrove is the best candidate to help lead the city in the right direction to ensure a vibrant, thriving community and better future for our city and its citizens. The primary election, September the 19th, the top two vote-getters out of the six candidates will be squaring off in the October 17th general election. Well, the Foxconn's incentives package is now moving from the Joint Finance Committee over to the State Senate, and then it'll go back to the Assembly due to some amendments. But it also means the location of the huge production plant may soon be made public, either in Mount Pleasant or in Kenosha County. At last night's Racine Common Council meeting during citizens' comments, Jobs for All champion Alfonso Gardner urged the alderman, tie needed water access, if it's Mount Pleasant as the site, to a residency preference provision for jobs with Foxconn, like has occurred at least twice in Milwaukee successfully.
Get behind something like this. Otherwise, you're going to get left out. Believe me, I wouldn't sit down with him. I tabled all that water stuff until you sat down with him and say, look, include us. What are we going to get out of it? So I hope you guys do that.
The council meeting started late due to the closed committee of the whole session on discussion regarding available wastewater capacity to support growth-related development. Later on, the council sent the Finance Committee a recommendation that would fund the Waterworks Commission's report calling a possible Racine Water Distribution Expansion Project, also an intermunicipal agreement between the city, Mount Pleasant, and the water utility about a diversion application. A special meeting of the Burlington Common Council is likely to take place later this month on the issue of police and fire dispatch operations impacted by, of course, last month's flooding and now at the point of a decision whether to restore it locally or maybe join Racine County Consolidated Dispatch. The special meeting needed simply because at least two of the aldermen are not going to be able to attend the normally scheduled business meeting on September the 19th.
If I don't have a full council, I don't want to talk about it on the 19th.
If you don't have a quorum or a full council?
Well, both, all of the above.
Well, we won't have a full council because we know we're
so if I'm going to have three off, then more than likely I'll push it to the October meeting.
Well, three off, we don't have a quorum. We need six for quorum. So we know we're missing
two. I've got two for sure that it won't be here.
That's City Administrator Karina Walters and Council President John Schultz leading the discussion about how to handle it, other aldermen chiming in about wanting to be a part of the discussion. Last month, the council was told putting local dispatch back the way it was prior to the flooding would cost upwards of $250,000. The county took over Burlington's dispatching for a time and made the offer to join days afterward, council members, though, expressing concern about giving up the local component. And his son was shot and killed by Kenosha police officers nearly 13 years ago, and now Michael Bell is renewing his call for an independent investigation into his son's death, going before the Kenosha County Board last night because of a recent referee's report on allegations of misconduct by former District Attorney Bob Zav in an unrelated evidence tampering case suggesting the Kenosha Police Department took part in a cover-up. Bell passing out a booklet to supervisors, urging them look at the facts in his son's death, which he called, he says, they do not add up.
To the best of my knowledge, the county board has three major powers, and the one I'm interested is your ability to be quasi-judicial. In that role, you are the liaison between the public and the many branches of government. and this board has the constitutional authority to promote the best interests of this county. 15 people in this room have, there are 15 districts within the city of Kenosha that may be exposed to police misconduct, and it has to stop.
Bell saying that he and his family are prepared to abide by the findings from an independent investigation. The Bell family had sued the city of Kenosha and the police department years ago, reached an out-of-court settlement with the city admitting no wrongdoing or liability for the younger Bell's death. Kenosha County Board Chair Kim Brunig tells the Kenosha News it is unlikely the board will forward Bell's request to Sheriff David Beth. The Racine Common Council supports a bulky waste collection plan to go with the incoming semi-automated car collection system for regular garbage, including four annual free pickups plus one special collection after the 4th of July. The pickup that was proposed after Christmas has been taken out of the mix. Alderman Jason Meekma saying his talks with DPW indicated that that time frame would be covered anyway by enhanced operations.
They're going to be putting in extra time to ensure that all the garbage pickup is going to happen, to make sure that people don't have excess that necessarily doesn't fit into their can. They already have a plan in place to do that. So adding a bulky waste pickup day was concerning because they were afraid that they were also going to be having to find time to work into their already very taxing schedule during that time of year to pick up couches or anything else that people decide that they're going to try and dispose of at that same time.
The council vote 9-4 in favor of the amended bulky waste plan, but for some reason the resolution to make it official not in the packet last night, so the final vote will have to come the same week as the solid waste cart collection system officially starts. Business owners on Eaton Lane in Racine from Rapids Drive to the cul-de-sac will not have to pay the average of $24,000 next year for the city to repave that stretch, a joint project proposed with Mount Pleasant. The reason? The council voting 7-6 last night to rescind previous approval based on the Public Works Committee report. Alderman John Tate had recommended the street finally be paved after being deferred several times for over a dozen years. But Alderman Sandy Winder only remembered the road being deferred just one time, and that was a couple of years ago.
I think that it would be in our best interest to abide by the recommendation of the Public Works Committee, which was to rescind the resolution in which that portion of the project is on it. Just because Mount Pleasant is ready to go forward with the project doesn't mean that we have to burden our taxpayers with that at this time, if that is not their wishes. It has always been the tradition of this council to honor the request of the abutting property owners.
The committee recommendation to delete was accepted. Legislative housekeeping, though, preventing the required resolution from being voted on until the next council meeting. It was the ceremonial groundbreaking yesterday in Burlington for the new community pool that'll be ready for next year. Crews preparing also to raise the existing pool and bathhouse. Up to $5.4 million to fund construction of the new larger pool, okayed by the residents there. Mayor Jeannie Hefty says the city needs better recreational opportunities to bring young people into the city and convince those who live in Burlington to stay.
I truly believe in this. We need this for new people to come to the city and realize how great Burlington is.
Demolition of the bathhouse and the existing pool expected to be completed this week. The new pool facility scheduled to be open by Memorial Day of next year. And take note, next Tuesday, September the 12th, the Department of Transportation's got a public involvement meeting. That's what they call them. And proposed on the rehabilitation of Highway 36 or Milwaukee Avenue in Racine County. It'll be at the Lakeview Elementary School in Wind Lake, starting at 4:30 in the afternoon until 6:30 that night. Proposed plan for 36 includes resurfacing that road from Highway 20 to County Highway Y, replacing two bridge decks south of the resurfacing area, also improving left turn lanes at Highway 36 intersections with Main Street and Highway 164. WRJN.com, our webpage, has our newscasts. They're in there throughout the day. Check them out whenever you want, the local news section. And also, at WRJN News, that'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.